let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Fulton and Company by Una Leonora is a little caper about how five of the most amazing cats brought down a drug ring which had been operating in their very own neighborhood. It's being called a modern-day twist on 101 Dalmatians. One reviewer saying one of the best short stories I've read in years, and another, I see Disney movie all over this. It's been said that cats have nine lives. Una believes she sometimes feels that she's had that many herself. Lived as an orphan, became an author, in between a singer, a dancer, infant pediatric technician, and paralegal. She learned that you can become whoever you want to be. In spite of any setbacks, you just need to have faith and believe in yourself. Una Leonora, author of Fulton and Company, joining us on This Week in America. Una, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
What a delightful book, delightful story that you tell in Fulton and Company. Where do you get your ideas, sort of the inspiration for the books, in particular Fulton and Company? I understand this was like sort of a personal story for you.
Well, it really is. I live in Lower Manhattan, which where the Dutch really originally failed to. Hudson River on the west side.
Oh, yes.
And the East River on the east side. And we had a fish market. And so a friend of mine and myself, we went to college together, and she came down to visit my part of town, the original New York. And I gave her a tour walking around. She said, well, she had to go home and thank me for it, whatever. And then she said, oh, wait a minute, Una, I forgot something. And I just said, oh, God, you know. And she finally came. Oh, when we were walking, making the tour in my neighborhood, there was a group of people scattered around. And I thought, well, maybe somebody got hurt. But when we decided to run over to see what was going on, here was this cat actually entertaining everybody. And we thought that was rather funny. And she said, well, you and I really have to go. And she came back. And I heard a meow. And I said, did you hear a meow? And she said, no. And I said, yeah, I hear a meow, you know. So anyway, as she's about to walk out, she hands me my cat, Fulton. I named him Fulton because that little thing that he was doing in the street was on Fulton Street.
Okay.
And then I then had four others. After Fulton, I ended up with four cats, and when each one of them had passed away, I loved them so much. They were so different. They were so real. I decided to dedicate a book to Fulton and Company. That's how that came about.
It's a delightful book, delightful story, beautifully illustrated, and we'll talk about that during the course of our conversation with the author, Una Leonora. The book you'll find at pageturner.us, all the usual places. Una is U-N-A, Leonora, L-E-N-O-R-A, the title of the book, Fulton and Company, if you're Googling, and we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In creating books, and we'll talk about this in particular, Fulton and Company, but just doing books, what's the most surprising thing you learned as you're putting books together, telling these stories?
Well, see, what I used to do, and the neighbor and I, we used to go around feeding the cats and things and like that. I think I did that because I'd like to have some of the proceeds go to the animal shelters. A lot of people do not know how badly they've been mistreated.
Oh, yes.
And things like that. And so I decided to write a book about Fulton and Company, which are the other four cats and what have you. And people don't realize the joy that they bring. And the other negative side, that you don't know how they've been mistreated. And that's when I really decided to get involved and try to do something about it. And what really promotes me is I have these wonderful thoughts of my cats, because they, to me, were like they were almost human. They had their own personality. And people always are praising dogs and all, but cats also have a life that is very interesting. And I don't know what else to say. I think that they were great company for me. I still miss them, by the way. I do.
Yes, it's amazing the attachment that you have, and they bring so much joy into your life.
They do. They absolutely do. And I was getting injections every week because I was allergic to cats.
And you went through all of that. That's true love, isn't it?
Yeah, I was allergic to cats.
Yes. With us on the program is Una Leonora. The book we're talking about is Fulton and Company. How many books have you written? I know you've got a lot out there in books that you're working on. What books have you written?
Well, I've written only one, but it was I never promoted it or never finished it, and it's an autobiography of myself. As I said, as you mentioned, I had been an orphan, and I don't know, and I still believe that it doesn't matter where you come from, you could be anything. Do anything you want to do and become anyone you want to be. Well, and that's my motto, that you know.
Well, and you've proven that. I went through the list of everything that you've been. It's sort of like when you have a dream about something or want to be something, you can do that. Talk about the life that you've led, and the autobiography would be fascinating, because if you've wanted something, it seems like you've been able to attain it in your life, haven't you?
Well, yes, with God's help, I believe in a higher power. And as I said, I've been through a lot, like a lot of people. I've personally been through a lot, but I'm still standing. I try to help people. That's a way of paying back to the universe. You have to help people. You have to help instead of criticizing or walking by, making like they're not there, or it's not pertaining to you. Yes, we are all connected, and people need to help each other.
Yeah, I didn't mean to shut you off, because I mean that's so important that we really need to do that, especially now with so much divisiveness. We're in this together. We really need to get together. The book we're talking about is Fulton and Company. Una Leonora is our guest on today's program. You'll find the book at pageturner.us. In fact, I'm going to give you where the book's available. You'll find it at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. So basically, wherever books are sold, you'll get a copy of Una's book, Fulton and Company. Talk about creating the story. You've got the cats in mind. You're familiar with their personalities. You create the story, then get it illustrated. What was that like, creating this story for Fulton and Company that you put them into the drug ring in the neighborhood?
Well, I decided to make it turn it into a mystery, and as I mentioned earlier, and they begin to have lives and start talking, and they bust a drug ring. Because around my area, there was a Fulton fish market, which was infamous. Everybody knew about the fish market. There were a lot of drugs being sold. And I just felt that, you know, I could connect the two and have the cats breast the drug ring. In my book, they do breast the drug ring. But, and it's good it's not just a children's book. It's good for adults to also learn. And know what is going on.
Yeah, and you read the book, the reviews have been excellent. One person was making that point. This is a book that delights all ages, and a good book that she's able to read to her daughter, and that gives them time to spend together, and a good story as well. The book's available at, just mention the places, pageturner.us, Amazon, all of the usual places. Talk about getting it illustrated, because the book is beautifully illustrated. What was that like for you to find somebody to bring these characters and the story to life, and they've done it so well?
I was delighted. I couldn't have asked for anything better, because it kind of enhances the story. If the illustrations are not good or enticing, it kind of makes people not want to buy a book or read the book.
Yes.
You see?
Well, it's so beautifully illustrated, and the cover is as well. If you were walking past this or seeing it on a newspaper ad or television ad, that even looking at it at Page Turner or at Amazon, it captures your attention. It really is an art form to sell the book with the book cover, and to have the illustrator reflect exactly the story the author is telling, which is what's happening in your case. Who are some of the authors? This is a book designed for children, very entertaining for children. Who were some of the authors that inspired you, that gave you sort of motivation to pursue writing?
Well, right now I just can't think of a particular author, but I know that there are many children's books out there. I can't name each author, unfortunately.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, but I just can't name one specific author. There are many that, inspired me. But it would be unfair if I only name one when there are many that inspired me.
Yes, and you'll learn from those and create your own style, which Una has done in the book Fulton and Company. The cats are such a great story to tell. Are you going to bring them back? Will we see any more of Fulton and Company?
You might see an addendum or extension or another twist to Fulton and Company, but rest assured, it will be a company, the cat Fulton and the rest of the cats, because it's I just think it's a good story in a way. It has a message.
Yes.
It has
yes.
a message, and that's the whole point to the story. It has a message about drugs and, a lot of children's books, they don't bring that out. For me, I felt that this is another way of getting the drug, don't get involved with drugs, but vis-a-vis the cats.
What has this been like for you in writing this book and getting it out there and seeing the reviews where they say a modern-day twist on 101 Dalmatians and see it as a Disney movie? When you read positive things like that, how does that make you feel as the author?
It makes me feel delighted. It makes me feel good. And most of all, makes me feel humble. And I think that it's a thing that it's real. It's out there, and people don't know. And drugs are still out there, by the way. And I think it just helps. And children can learn at any age. It doesn't matter not to get involved with drugs.
Yes. How long did it take you to write the story? Once the concept came to mind with Fulton, with your cats, and you decided to work on the story, how long did it take? Because it's an art to take those concepts, those ideas that you have, and then put them, especially for a person designed for younger people, so you're not wasting a lot of words. You're holding your attention, their attention, as you're telling the story. How long did this whole process take for you?
I would say about a year. Well, I didn't. It's not like I did it every day.
Yes,
I wrote
yes.
every day. I would say the whole process was about a year, and I'd say about a year, maybe a little more. You know, because you're writing, and then you have to. Then all of a sudden, a new thought comes in, and you have
yes.
to change that and get to reality. I use Fulton and Cats because I think children can relate to them, but it's the message that I was trying to give out.
You do that so well by using the cats and capturing our attention, and again, the vivid illustrations in the book Fulton and Company. This would make a great family edition for the library, a great gift idea as well. Fulton and Company, Una Leonora is the author and our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Boy, it's gone by so quickly in the program. I want to go back to what we talked about in the beginning, that when you decided you wanted to be something, you've had a number of successful careers, occupations through your life. Talk about that believing in yourself. So often people would like to do something, but they have self-doubt where they're not sure that they can do that. How did you get over that where you jumped in and successful at all these different undertakings?
A lot of prayer. I believe in prayers.
Yes.
Having faith in myself and knowing because of what I have gone through, I'm still standing. You, as I said in the book, you can do or be anything you want to be. You have to have faith in yourself. You'll get a lot of criticisms, but that's not their life. That's your life. And you have to believe in yourself and know that whatever it is that you need to do, instead of complaining, moaning and groaning, because we all have trials. We all have things that kind of make, turn us about. Never, ever lose faith in yourself, in the universe, in mankind, whatever. Don't ever lose faith.
And you're a living example of that with everything that you've done. The book is Fulton and Company. You'll find it, for example, at pageturner.us. And I know you've worked with them very closely on the book. What's it been like? What was your experience like? What's it like working with Paige Turner?
Well, it's been very interesting because I had worked with somebody, a different group, and it was not successful. I find that with Paige Turner, everything that they promise or, you know, what they're all about in producing has come true. I had to have faith, okay, and I did, and I had wonderful people to work with, and they've been very interested in me and my writing, not in about the money or the aspects of getting residuals that, you know, will make that the rich or me rich. Realistically, step by step, they have helped me tremendously.
Well, the book is doing so well, receiving, as I say, excellent reviews. Would make a great addition to a family library. It's a book a child can read alone, a child can read to an adult. There's a topic material there for discussion, or an adult read to a child and then have a little family talking time. It's such an important topic presented in such a delightful manner. It's Fulton and Company. The author is Una Leonora. Una is UnaLeonora. You'll find the book at pageturner.us, Amazon. If you go to our website, you can link on there as well. Una, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success. Hopefully,
well, thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. I'm hopeful that you'll do a sequel so we can talk about it, and waiting for the autobiography as well. So when you get that together and published, let me know and we'll talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
I certainly will, and thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure.
You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Una Leonora, our guest, the book Fulton and Company. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.